In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to the series of treasures, we will continue reading the Epistle of St. John, the first epistle. Now we are in the last chapter, chapter 5. He was telling us that there are three who bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Again, he said, there are three that bear witness on earth which means the church: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And this, you know, manifests the power of the sacraments in the church: baptism, which is the water, and Spirit, which is the chrismation, the myron, and the blood, which is the Eucharist. And these three agree as one because they work for the sanctification of the people of God and to make the church holy, because it's the body of Christ. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. You know, all people just follow men, follow the words of this world. They follow the media, they enjoy speaking about money, they are busy with their career, so they are just followers of this world. But you know, if we receive the witness of men, we can never be people of God. The witness of God is greater. So either you follow the word of man or the word of God. Man will tell you, just focus on this world. God is telling you to focus on the eternal life. People of this world will tell you, just focus on your body. But God is telling you, focus on your spirit, on your soul. People of this age will tell you, make use of everything for yourself. Enjoy yourself, your ego, your pride. But the word of God will tell you, just forget yourself and be busy with others' needs. So it's totally different. If you want to be God's man, you have not to follow other men's word. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. God testified that Christ is his Son. You know, God said it clearly on the day of the great feast of Theophania. When the Lord was in the water, the voice came from heaven, "This is my Son." So this is the witness of the Father to the Son. If you just ignore this, if you do not believe God, you can never be his Son and you can never follow him. Because devil will tell people, don't follow Christ. He is not the real God. But God the Father told everyone, this is my Son, true God of true God, true light of true light. And now you have to decide whom you will follow. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He who believed in the Son of God had the witness in himself. So when you believe, you will get this gift of being the Son of God. You will be baptized in the church. You will be given the sacrament of chrismation. So the Spirit of God will tell you always, you believe right, you trust God, you are the Son of God. Christ is the real Son of God. You are on his image. So the Holy Spirit inside your heart keep telling you the truth. So you listen to your heart now, because your heart is full of the Spirit. He has testified of his Son. He who believed in the Son of God had the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar. So for people who do not believe in Christ, simply they consider God as a big liar, because they never followed him and they do not accept what he witnessed for. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life. So the whole story is about eternal life. This life is not the real life meant to be by God. God created man to live forever with Him. Man chose not to live with God, so he chose simply death. Man died because his bad choice. Christ came again to restore the image of the distorted humanity. So God now is telling everyone, you have another chance. You can live forever again. You just follow me. I am the Savior. I am the Redeemer. I am your true God. I am the light of this world. So it's back again. You have the choice to be God's man. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. It's very important. Eternal life is only in His Son. Some people may think that the good people on earth may have eternal life. Okay, that's what they say. But this is not the revelation, the proclamation of the Bible. The Word of God never said so. Morals are not the way to eternal life. Everyone is not good. No one is good. No one is perfect. Everyone, you know, under the condemnation. They are all judged as sinners, whatever their morals look like. So we need the Savior. We need the salvation given by God. Again, he said, this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. This life is in His Son. So you have to be His Son follower. You have to be inside His Son. His Son should be inside you by His Spirit. In this only case, you can enjoy eternal life. There is no salvation without Christ. And there is no salvation without the Spirit of Christ. And there is no salvation outside the body of Christ, which is the church. This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. This life is in His Son. He who had the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. How one can have the Son? What does he mean by having the Son? Simply, you have the Son because you have His Spirit. And you have the Son because you name His name. You call for His name. When you pray Jesus' name, now you are inside Him. Because you say, my Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. So by naming God's name, now you are in Him and He will be in you. Moreover, He gave us His body and blood. So the sacrament of Eucharist will make you abide in Him and He will abide in you. So just being in Jesus and Jesus Christ in you with His Spirit, that's the only way to enjoy eternal life, because He is the source of life. There is no other life. So if you live this way or that way, you choose to die forever, to go into darkness, because there is no other light but Christ. He who had the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. So he's speaking now about the hope. We Christians have always hope. We are living in hope because we believed in Christ. We are His followers. We having His Spirit. We are partaking of the sacrament of Eucharist. So we are hoping always in eternal life. We are waiting for the other life. We are starting to enjoy this eternal life through the Spirit, through this kingdom of God inside our hearts. You may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Why he mentioned that discontinuation? Because some people may start believing and then they, you know, leave their belief and they ignore the truth and they go back to their life as if there is no God or no Christ or no eternity. So you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him. We have confidence. We have trust. We believe in Him. We live the life of faith. What's His will? His will is always about salvation of all people. His will is to be sons of God. His will is to live a holy life, to be Christ-like. His will is to follow the commandment, the model, the role model of the Lord Himself. So His will is revealed, is clear. So we have confidence because we focus on His will. We always pray, Thy will be done. So we choose to be in His will, to fulfill His will in our lives. This is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. So when you ask in your prayer for wisdom, that's His will. When you ask for in your prayer for forgiveness, that's His will. When you ask in your prayer for the salvation of others, that's exactly His will. When you ask in your prayer for revenge of others, that's not His will. When you ask and pray for money, that's not His will. But when you ask in your prayer for the eternal life, that's His will. So I think all of you know what God's will look like. And you know quite well that other things are not in His will. He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of Him. So we are sure that God is listening and God is responding, is replying, He is answering our requests because we just choose what He likes. We ask for exactly His will. We want to be His people. We want to please Him. But you know, many people may pray in a wrong way because they do not care for His will. They just focus on their will. They choose things on this earth. They do not choose God's gifts. God wants to give us His peace. So ask for His peace. God wants to give you His Spirit. Just ask for His Spirit. God wants to fill your heart with love. Ask for His love to, you know, give you the love of God. So you know what His will and you should ask for His will. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. Which means that many people are doing sin and we love them, we care for them, we don't want them to, you know, stay in darkness, to end up in hell. So we pray for them. As far as they are still living, they have the chance to repent. With our prayers, maybe their heart, 1 minute, they will see the truth. They will repent. They will go back to the right way. So we will keep praying for those who are still living on earth, but in sinful life. Because we need them to know the light of God and to come back to the right way. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. So, you know, he discerns between some sin leading to death, some other sin not leading to death. What did he mean? Because simply all sins, if you just go for a sinful life, it will end up to death, eternal death. But you know, if you have a chance to repent, this sin will not end up into death. But if you just die sinning, if you lose your life ignoring the truth, now there is no chance to pray for you because there is no chance for repentance. If you just resist the voice of the Holy Spirit and all chances, you know, finished, you have no other chance because the life finished. Now we cannot pray for these people who died away from the true faith. That's why our church will never pray for those who finished their life in a non-believing attitude. They refused to believe, they refused to repent. Their sin leading to this. I do not say that he should pray about that. So, as if he's telling us, don't pray for those who are not living now and they did not believe in God, they did not repent till the last minute. Just pray for those who are still living and they have the chance to believe in God, they have the chance to repent. So, pray for them and try to help them to know God. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is sin not leading to this. Meaning that if someone is just doing sin, but he knows that he is doing bad, and he wants God's help, that's the one we should pray for. Because he is not happy doing sin. He needs help. So for those who need help, we should pray for them. Because from their heart, they declare that this is not the right way. We need to be on the right track. We need to be God's people. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself. And the wicked one does not touch him. So being sons and daughters of God, we should not sin. But still, if we sin, we still have the chance to repent. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. So we can never live both lives. We can never live like people of God, and on the same way, we still do wicked things. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. He gave us understanding. He gave us the truth. And we believed in the truth. But you know, it's not a theoretical knowledge. It has nothing to do with only some ideas. It's kind of whole life. We follow Him. We believe in Him. And also, we imitate Him. We are just like Him in everything. So he's saying, we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So the Son of God is the true God and the eternal life. There is no eternal life away from Jesus Christ. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. The last commandment given by St. John, please keep yourself from idols. Because if you believe in God, you shouldn't be busy with anything in this world. And many people worship idols when they are busy with money, with career, with lust. So, again, stick to the Lord Christ and follow Him. Love everyone. Glory to God. Amen.